So, welcome everybody. This is the Planning Your Campaign Using the 5x5 Method Seminar, a method I developed for use in my own campaign to, I planned it for 4th edition, although you can use it for anything, and my characters were transitioning from 10th to 11th level, which 4th edition is kind of a big deal. It takes some heroic to paragon levels, they call it, and I was trying to figure out how to organize all these different plot threads that they had, and so I came up with this, I think, pretty simple method to design sort of a campaign arc. It won't necessarily span your entire campaign, but it is designed to span a good chunk of it. And so the basis of the method is simple, and 5x5 is completely arbitrary. These can be any numbers, but, you know, just for the examples, we'll stick with the basics. So basically, you develop 5 major quests, right? 5 big things that you want your party to accomplish throughout the course of this campaign arc. And from those 5 that you develop, you get 5 steps to get there. Basically, each one would be an adventure or so to complete that step, all leading up to sort of like a climactic event that satisfies that quest. And then what you do is you create links between them in different ways so that they sort of are forced to jump between different plot quests, but they can still decide, oh, this one sounds really interesting right now, we can investigate this, but maybe while they're there, you know, they say, oh, well, we have this other dangling quest thread that happened to be in the same area, so we'll investigate that while we're here. And so you have these 5 different things that are all evolving at the same time. So what we'll do here is, since there's no whiteboard in here, I brought sort of my own dry erase thing here, and we'll try to develop a campaign right here using the method. Basically, the first overall step is to develop these 5 overall quest thing, 5 overall big quests. And I can give you some examples from my own campaign. There's one where there's like an evil god that the party has kept hearing about, and so one of the quests is, you know, find out more about this big evil god and stop him. So that would be one quest. Another one is that they sort of have a home base major city that my party is in, and there's kind of an agitator who's trying to stir up civil war. And another one could be stop the civil war from occurring and this city and this empire being thrown into chaos, that kind of thing. So does anybody have any ideas for, we'll just say it's, you know, D&D, just generic fantasy. Anybody have any ideas for like a big quest for one of our steps? Kill Orcus, excellent. Any other ideas? Smite evil. Let's see if we can build, yeah, that's a pretty big quest. Yes, that's a specific evil that's not. So let's say there's like an evil land, that a specific like country that has to be purged from evil. So purge generic land from evil. Let's see if we can work with the health plan one in any way that's not controversial. Let's say that cleric healing powers in one area have stopped working, and so you're trying to bring back healing. You're trying to bring back universal healing to a specific country. Anybody else got any ideas for a big quest? Another thing you can look at while you're doing this is, you know, what sort of players your group has, or like trying to have ones that appeal to different ones. So like Kill Orcus might be a little more on the, you know, like arcane research, because you can't just like, you know, no smoke and wander up to Orcus and be like, bam, you're dead. So maybe there's going to be some arcane sort of research and some demon research that goes into it. So let's say that, you know, that might appeal to some of the more arcane-minded members of the party. And the Purge from Evil is clearly like the paladin sort of program, you know, kill them all. Universal Healing may be like more of a political type thing, we'll say. So the people in your party... That's true. Well, that's a link that could be in there, that like you don't want to go off and purge from evil if you don't have the healing to back it up later. So what sort of players might we be missing from this setup?
You have to do something with dragons.
Something with dragons is always good. Yeah. Let's see, something different than these other ones that involves dragons. Maybe there's a land that's been taken over by a dragon, but they don't, like, the people are sort of under his heel.
Looting the other guy's church.
Which, what's that?
Looting the other guy's church.
Looting the other guy's church.
Okay, here's a serious idea I actually have for you.
Okay.
The PCs find some stones, and in the stones are dragon skulls, miniature dragon skulls. When all the stones are collected, a horde of undead dragons swoop over the world.
So the people are trying to stop the dragon. They're trying to get the dragon.
Stop it or cause it to happen.
Depending on how evil your party is. So yeah, collect magic dragon skulls. Yeah, and part of the thing about developing these quests is that you're giving players choices still, right? So what we can say is just have this as the overall goal, and then depending on how your party takes it, then that determines kind of what the end result is going
to
be. What's that?
It gets into the 5-5 part, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we just need one more big overall quest.
This Dagger of the Nightblade.
Dagger of the Nightblade.
Okay, so like another, kind of like a find a big artifact.
Yeah, artifact quest, yeah.
So I have the five, of course it's in my handwriting so you can't read it, but I've got them all laid out here in the five. So then what we do is we create roughly five steps for each one of these. So one of these is pretty easy to do, to collect the magic dragon skulls. We can say, you know, number one is maybe just do research, like delve into somewhere that might have information, you know, like some ancient library that would have clues to where you can go to find these. Why don't we make that step one? And then from there, a lot of the other ones are easy. It's, you know, obviously a lot of this is shorthand for the demonstration. We can find, you know, step two is find piece A, then C, and find piece A, then B, then C, and then gotta catch them all. And we can work on making that step five, you know, when generally on the last step you want to make it like a big sort of epic thing. So in this case I would say, you know, there's one piece that maybe multiple factions are going after, and that's like the final big confrontation between like the different groups that have been collecting them, that, you know, they're sort of all converging in this one place for one massive battle that, you know, may involve even armies or some other big step, but, you know, that's going to be the accumulating event of this. So I've got five written down for that, and then we just need basically five steps for these other ones. So killing Orcus, what would be the first step in killing Orcus other than, like, leveling up?
Yeah,
or at the very least cheating, you know.
You're assuming there's already a hook for motivation.
No, well, we can get to that in a bit. But basically, this is just for the planning stage.
Well,
you're just figuring out.
The middle one will be finding the most powerful temple.
Right, that's good. Could even say that's. Yeah, we'll say that's number four. Find High Priest of Orcus, and then from there, next step, go to Orcus. Go to Orcus, do not pass go.
Then in between each phase, level up.
Right. Yes.
So you could tie that in with the other one of ridding evil.
Exactly. So we'll get to that.
Segue one to the other.
Yeah. So that's sort of the next step after this, is once we fill out, you know, at least some basics from each, how each one's going to go, we create the links between them. So, yeah. So if we go over to, like, purge generic land from evil, you know, if one of those involves, like, let's say number three was destroy a cult of Orcus that's operating there. Or maybe, okay, so here's something that might even be more interesting. There's a maybe Orcus has nothing to do with this area. It's some other rival demon prince that's causing a lot of these problems. And so when you get to that certain stage over here, they say, if you let us continue our operations, we'll tell you where you can go to find Orcus's high temple. And they try to cut a deal, and then, of course, you can still cut them down or whatever, but that creates the link between the two different worlds. We'll just say, you know, like number three over here is evil cult. Under a purge generic land from evil, you can say step three is evil cult. And what I can do is say this ties to Orcus number four. This ties back to purge. How do we get to finding the high priest and temple of Orcus? And, well, number five is kill him. I think that's a pretty easy, you know, connection from one to the other. In fact, why don't I just go ahead and put that down? Five is fight Orcus. It's assuming that leveling up is happening during all of this. You would, what if the very first part of kill Orcus was just flush out a local cult? You know, keep it simple to start. Right, which would be an easy one to drop in. And so then from the cult of Orcus, they lead to some other... it's good to kind of mix these up. So find the cult of Orcus could actually be kind of more of a city-based, like, you know, one of the townspeople in this, you know, in this town, like one of the high-ups is secretly evil, and you're trying to find out which. So it could be kind of like a fun paranoia type investigative adventure. So maybe like this one is so simple that it's like you're just sort of ascending the chain of Orcus functionaries or whatever, you know, like you find the lowest guy in the totem pole and shake him down, like, who are you working for? And then, so then that's number one is, what's that?
He dies with a note in his hand.
Yeah, exactly. Please go to here and kill my boss, right? Yeah, I couldn't eat it or something, yeah.
This might be a means of travel to and survival within.
Yeah, Thanatos. You gotta get into Thanatos.
That's good. So, why don't we go ahead, because obviously all this is fluid, you're just in the planning stage, find the high priest, we can... Okay, so let's make it even simpler. So then, number one is, you know, find the cult of Orcus and say, we work for Dorsey and the Ghoul King, and you shall never have him, Girk, I'm dead. And then number two is, you know, find Dorsane, and he said, you know, with his dying words, well, my Orcus is in...
Another castle.
Right. Orcus is in another castle, exactly. Says, you know, he's in the deepest, darkest lair of the Abyss, which you will never get to unshielded unless you find, you know, the astral vessel. Well, astral vessel wouldn't make any sense, but, you know, like some... abyssal vessels or something, and you know, like an abyssal skiff or something. So find Dorsane, and then we can say find abyssal skiff, and then go to abyss, and then fight Orcus 5. So we pretty much have that mapped out. We already have the one link to purge generic land from evil. But another interesting one here is the finding the vessel to get and survive in the abyss, and we can easily put the in one of the other ones. So we've got Kill Orcus pretty much filled out. We've got Collect Magic Dragon Skulls filled out. We've got a little bit in Purge Generic Land from Evil, and then Find the Artifact and Bring Back Universal Healing. So what if let's try to branch it out into the other ones. So you're finding this artifact, and five presumably is, you know, find it. Which could be in, you know, some ancient, long-forgotten dungeon that, you know, people haven't stumbled across for whatever reason. We can kind of work backwards on that one.
You could also... the vessel you take to the abyss could be also linked in there that you accidentally discover it.
That's true.
All right. That segues it back into the first one, or via the second.
So... let's say, so maybe there's like a red herring in this find the artifact then, where you hear about the dagger, and you hear these legends, then you go there and it's this entirely different, like, what do we need a boat for, you know? And then, but depending on what the choices they made, they may know, oh, well, this actually might come in handy later. Or we could even say that it powers the skiff. Like, you still, there's still a separate adventure to find the skiff, you know, because you don't, like, you're trying to give yourself a lot of material to work with for developing these adventures. And so keeping them, like, linked but still separate is a good idea. So let's say, yes, the abyssal skiff has to be powered by this dagger. So there we have a link to that quest as well. So let's make it even more complicated. How can we tie this find the artifact quest? So actually, here's another interesting one. You have these dragon skulls that when you bring them together, they could unleash this powerful horde. That sounds like a pretty useful weapon against Orcus, you know? Yeah, but they don't necessarily, they might like go to kill Orcus, they might have gone through all this and like show up at his doorstep and like, aha, we're ready to take you on, and he's just like, smite, 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 smite. And then, yeah, exactly. Somehow the player characters escape, or some of them escape, or, you know, like a body part of theirs escapes and somebody resurrects them. And they say, well crap, how are we going to go after Orcus? So we can say that the dragon skulls are important to helping to kill Orcus. And it's not necessarily the only way, it's just one of these interesting things that they could come up with. Let's see. It seems like purge from evil, that too could be pretty open. Just, you know, you can present, like, here's the map, and, well, okay, so what's behind all the evil? Why is there so much evil in Generic Land? Lich Necromancer, that's good. But maybe his base is really far in there, kind of, you know, got a whole Mordor situation. Or maybe this guy is also after the skulls. And so that's another interesting link here. As we'll see, you know, he's the big boss of purging the land from evil. And so we'll say that we can even make that the highest one, that
using the skulls to draw in live dragons and turning them into
Dracoliches. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we could even put that in here, like number four, ally. Yeah, so an important thing about this is that these don't have to be linear steps, right? You don't have to be like, then you do this thing, and then you do this thing, and then you do this thing, and then you fight the lich, and you're done. You can have just a list of things beforehand that have to be accomplished before kind of getting to this end goal. So we could do that for this one, especially purging from evil. It's like you're sort of creating, you know, choices within choices, which some groups will like and some groups might get overwhelmed on, so you sort of have to gauge it from there. Let's just say these are, you know, like they know that there's this bad evil land, and over here are dragons, and over here are zombie mummy, you know, whatever's, and those are all different targets of opportunity. So we'll just put in a few things so we can say, you know, like a dragon home that maybe you can ally with the guy against, or maybe, you know, they don't feel like they need your help because they're haughty dragons, you know, so that's an adventure there. And maybe there's just some, you know, like some of the staples, like there's a Orcish war band. What's another good bad guy group that they could take on that's sort of in this land? Gnolls? Gnolls are good. Yeah, no. Orcs and gnolls, you know. Yeah, exactly, and they could also sort of be working with this evil cult that's nearby. Maybe the evil cult is of the gnollish demon god with a Y whose name I can't pronounce. Yeah, see? I can't do it. Okay, so we've got Purge from Evil filled out. So the Bring Back the Universal Healing is one of the trickier ones here, of course. And so let's figure out why. Is it because of taxes? Yeah, so let's say there's some kind of, like, necrotic aura that's settled over the land. And they don't know that. They're just like, hey, why aren't our healing spells working? Why aren't people... Yeah, well, I like their...
Right, but it's tedious
I like there being sort of hard choices that the PCs have to make, that like what they're doing here impacts what's going on elsewhere. But I wouldn't want to make it a direct, you know, like the more you do this one quest, the worse this one is off, other than, you know, kind of splitting their time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want it to be directly like, oh, we're progressing on this one, so this one's getting worse, and then, you know, they want to feel like heroes on some level, at least have some, like, you know, they might not be able to pull it off, but at least they feel like they have a chance, you know, that, like, we could still help this land in some way. Or maybe, let's say number one is just, you know, they're discovering that there's this necrotic aura. They discover that as the source. Right. That's the big question, which they would have to tackle as part of it.
But that can segue again. It's a big word segue. But that can also play into the
Corpus. Yep.
You can have some fun with the politics too. So you have like the noble lords versus the local churches are at war over this.
Yeah.
One has a piece of information, but neither of them have the truth.
Yeah. Well, I'd like this to be sort of the political one, because, you know, because there are some people in some groups who really get into that, and if your party doesn't care about that at all, yeah, exactly, they can be like, no. Once we kill Orcus, then we'll talk about your problems, okay? But at least, like, you're giving, like, part of the idea is that you're giving people options based on what their sort of play style is and what they're interested in and what quests sound cool to them at some level. What kind of political, maybe there's somebody who wants to be king of this land, and this is kind of similar to one in my game, where he wants to be king, and he's sort of like running on a platform of, like, the clerics have failed you, like, only by electing me, I will, you know, put all this money into magical research, and we will be able to beat this once and for all, right? So maybe he's like a sort of a king wizard type who's totally down on gods, thinks that magic is the solution to all problems. Let's ignore the whole divine, arcane, healing sort of stuff. What's that? He thinks he's a god. Maybe in the land we're talking about, there are two kind of big figures. There's like the church is really big, and then there's the state is really big, which, again, we'll avoid making too many parallels here. But so we'll say, yeah, so there's this ongoing power struggle. We can even just say, like, thrown into power struggle. So we'll say they're both involved sort of, like, in the day-to-day life of citizens. Like, the church handles a lot of these things, and the king handles these other things. And the king says, I'm tired of sharing power with this church. And so he comes up with this plan to sort of make healing not work as much anymore, and, you know, is able to say, and maybe even start, like, pushing it farther and farther and saying, oh, healing's getting corrupted, you're going to start taking damage and your skin's going to start falling off. You don't want that, and, you know, the people should, like, stop attending the churches. So the PCs are in this big power struggle. And so it could even be, like, one of my favorite sort of adventures in here is to have some kind of election that the PCs can go around and meet a lot of, like, powerful NPCs. You know, I can just say, like, mingle is number three. Just have, I mean, some people like it and some people don't, but just an adventure where you go around and, you know, like, you're just saying, well, this NPC hates this NPC, and this NPC is allied with this NPC, but, you know, only against this other guy, and creates this, you know, this web that they sort of have to untangle to be like, okay, just tell me who to kill, and then we can solve this, you know. Just get the PCs involved, you know, maybe even unwittingly. They just say, like, a noble comes in with, like, hey, I'll pay you 500 gold to go get this thing. And you're like, okay, that sounds good. And the PCs come back, and then when they get back, all these noble families are mad at them, like, why did you steal that from us? And the PCs are like, whoa, wait a second. So kind of just tempted to make that sort of a floating, you know, mingle and then ally with, you know, some kind of ally with church or nobles. And then the M1 would be discover what the king has done to sort of precipitate this. Because the vizier always did it. You always just want to kill that guy when you see him.
I'm trying to get a tie in the other. This one has the fewest tie-ins.
Right. What we can do then, now that we have these, sort of arranged. So we can say that. Orcus already sort of has. Orcus has his hands all over this thing right now. I like that somebody walked by and just looked at me when I said that. Maybe even he's able to do this through having some of these gems in this other plot line. That actually would be one of the ways to recover another one. That they discover the source is that, he's been also collecting these gems, and the vizier is like, hey, I know this guy, you may have heard of him, his name is Orcus, we can work with him, and then he'll make sure the healing doesn't work, and, you know, and there's no downside to this whatsoever, and it will allow you to take over the country. So we'll tie that in to Skulls just at some point. And that actually may lead to some interesting things in, like, you know, in the land you're purging from evil. You go to the Gnolls, and the Gnolls say, well, we're consolidating our power base so that we can take on Orcus as people. And you're like, whoa, wait a second, what do we do now? You know, like, these could be powerful allies against Orcus and his followers, but they also, you know, eat children. So... so... Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, one per person per day. That's all. Yeah. All right. That would not be a link I'm going to put down. So the only one we haven't really filled out is find the artifact. And I don't know, maybe that actually tells us something that maybe needs some extra kind of spice to it. You know, maybe it's actually in the hands of somebody that, maybe it's in the hands of like a recurring villain that's sort of like doing his own thing. Like, yeah, so we have multiple artifacts in play here that you could play with, that ultimately, you know, it's like, it's going to become more and more clear that maybe like fighting Orcus is the last thing you should do, is that you have all these weapons on your side and actually have a way to stop him from coming back. What I'm saying is, for the actual like quest, like why you, I mean, that's why you should care about the artifact. You're not just going to say like, I've heard of this magic dagger, you should go find it. Actually be like, this weapon is rumored to have once almost stopped Orcus in his tracks, but, you know, they fell too soon, and then it, I think a really good idea might be putting another big, bad, evil entity into play here who's got his hands on it, and maybe is, like, trying to blackmail Orcus. Demogorgon. Doesn't seem like the subtle type. Like, Grizzot, yeah. So find the artifact, and we'll say find it, and maybe even the party finds out pretty early on that this, the servant of, you know, Asmodeus or whatever, like, has this dagger, but... far away, so maybe the quest is just to get to him, or he's constantly moving around, and so you're just trying to track his movements. You know, there's some kind of interesting way that this is moving around. So just say, you know, track down, like, maybe even there's some, like, wandering figure, and so the first step is to just, like, listen to tavern rumors about it. And then, you know, 2 through 4, I'll just... sort of in the interest of time here. And important thing about using 5x5 is you don't have to fill in all this like I'm doing here. Like, it's okay to leave gaps. It's okay to not do 5 for everyone. You know, just do what you want. This is just to give you enough to plan off of. So 2 through 4, we'll say, is chase. And so the other... So in addition to all these interesting links we've developed in why you need this to go to this and why you jump, you can also just simply make it so that some of the locations are the same. So, like, the dragon skulls are good because they can just be scattered wherever, you know, and we can just say that, like, when they're purging from evil, you know, they, in number 4, purge, you know, hey, there's a dragon skull here, and it's guarded by dragons, you know, and then there's the location tie there. So they may accomplish one quest and then still be in the area and start to look at this other thing. And, you know, finding the artifact is kind of a chase. One of the things there may, when you're going on a quest for the nobility, maybe those happen to line up. And ultimately what you come up with is you have 25 different possible adventures and then, you know, links between them that you've noted. And so then you've got the bare-bone skeleton of your campaign, the land out. And from there, all you have to do is sort of get that information into your player's hands, which can be as simple as, you know, maybe there's some, like, catalyst event that starts your campaign, like somebody busts into town, and maybe there's, like, an NPC page that says, well, you know, you are fine adventurers, and Orcus needs to die, you know, and I know you will be the ones to do it because you're prophesized to by the powers of good or whatever, you know, whatever kind of hooks that you want to put in. That's another thing I should say. But anyway, so you set it up, and, you know, even if it takes a few adventures, you sort of give them the initial hooks to all these. They don't necessarily have to know the end goal from each one. You know, like, bring back universal healing, they have no idea that, you know, the king's behind it. They just know that this land is paying handsomely for people to investigate, you know, what's going on here. And so then that's one hook, is just, we want the money. You know, they don't know that it's, you know, this plot, or that even the killing Orcus one, you could just be initially hired to flush out a cult, and then it leads to these greater and greater things that just builds up. But ultimately, you're giving your player characters choices. They should at some point have a good sense, like, here are the five quests, you know, and then you can say to them each week, like, okay, where do you want to go now, you know? You can even tell them, like, well, this thing might be in the area you can investigate, or this thing is really far away from where you are, or this thing is not connected at all, so maybe you can leave that one alone for a bit. You just give your players choices, and you say, you know, okay, what are you guys interested in? What do you want to do next? And from there, it's you're giving them choices to follow the quest that they're interested in, but at the same time, it's not just like, okay, go to town, you know, not like not total sandbox sort of thing where you can run around and do whatever. It keeps it a little more, it gives you a lot of ideas on, you know, what adventures you can plan from this. One other thing about links is I also recommend putting in ones that directly relate to the player characters' backstories. It's not necessarily a link that jumps you from one to the other, but it does give a player a hook to get into that quest. So you could even say, you know, when you're finding the artifact dagger, that it's like the quest that, like, your father, the father of your character, you know, died trying to find this thing, and you've taken on his quest, so he's automatically interested. Or even a single one, like in the universal healing one, there's like a noble house, like if you have kind of a noble character, you know, maybe even your house is involved in this whole political situation, and so you automatically come with, like, this house is allied to yours, this one thinks you're a jerk, and it brings that sort of automatic backstory and also weaves the players' histories into your campaign. So that's mostly it. I mean, this is just a framework, as I said. You know, it gives you 25, give or take, adventures. It helps you plan out a campaign arc. And that's pretty much it.